They are both known for opposing the Pharisees, favouring the wealthy elite Sadducees, and clearly currying the favour of Rome. Still, even as a Pharisee, Shmuel knows Caiaphas will be sympathetic to his report about Jesus of Nazareth. Shmuel so wants to believe, yet how can he, after what he encountered with Jesus himself? He considers himself a smart cleric, but this leaves him troubled, angry, lost. Can he really go from recognizing alarming evidence that Jesus just may be who he claims to be, to giving the high priest what he needs to get Rome to execute the man? Suddenly, out of the crowd and the sun, Shmuel enters the cold, long, sterile hallway that leads to Caiaphas's quarters. He nods at the high priest's right hand, a man in his 20s.
Malchus, he says,
and looks past him to Caiaphas himself.
It's everything I feared.
Chapter 2. The Confrontation. The Road to Jerusalem. Tamar ambles along with her now dear friend, Mary of Magdala, at the back of the band of men following Jesus. The rabbi sits astride a donkey, more precisely, the colt of a donkey, meaning the grown man makes the humble beast appear even smaller. It amazes her the young thing can bear the burden, but it appears entirely able.
Rabbi. Her rabbi.
Not many women can say such a thing. Traditionally, rabbinical studies are exclusive to men, with women forbidden from religious education. Yet Jesus himself welcomed her, Mary, and even their late friend Rama, to follow him, learn from him, and he urges them to study the Torah. Tamar still has much to learn, today being one example. What is this all about? Jesus riding a donkey toward a city so dangerous and unwelcoming that, were it not for him, she would avoid at all cost. She marvels at what has become of her in little more than 2 years since she met Jesus. Merely picking flowers to sell in the Capernaum market, one of her favorite things. That was all she was doing that day just outside the city. That, and keeping her distance from the Jews. A stranger in a strange land, a Gentile from Egypt. She had come to love her new homeland, despite what she often considered her otherness. Sure, people stared, some even commenting on her ebony skin. Some, mostly women, complimented her on its radiance and flawlessness. Tamar never quite knew how to respond. Did they have an angle, or were they simply being kind? Men often leered, and she was careful to neither meet their gazes nor glare. Better to ignore them than to mislead, or worse, offend. As she recalls it now, she was on her knees in a clearing, filling her flower basket, when Mary greeted her with a, "Hello." Had Tamar known the woman was accompanied by a group of men, Jewish men, she would have stepped out of view. But Mary seemed so pleasant, Tamar responded with a smile, the way she would to her customers in town. The man she came to know as Jesus gestured toward her ornate headdress of metallic pendants and broad necklace of polished wood.
"Is that Egyptian?" he said.
She told him yes, that she'd grown up there and that her father was from Ethiopia. To her shock, Jesus responds in her native tongue, saying her necklace reminded him of his childhood there. He said he and his family had fled there to escape King Herod's slaughter of the innocents. Tamar would never forget bidding them all shalom and returning to her flower picking, only to be startled by Mary's scream when a gaunt man in a ragged sage-green tunic and filthy yellow turban staggered toward them, his breath coming in rasps, his skin ravaged. One of Jesus' disciples pulled a knife. Another shouted that they should not breathe the man's air. But Jesus approached the man, despite the other's warnings, and the leper cried out,
"Please don't turn away from me."
Not only did Jesus not turn away, but he healed the man. Tamar had never seen anything like it. She left her basket and flowers on the ground and raced back into Capernaum to find a friend who had been lame since she'd known him. It was he whom she and others lowered through the roof of Zebedee's house so he too could be healed. That was the day she began to follow Jesus. Everything that has happened since persuades